Lay me some Skinner, Bo.
Doggy, there we go, Blake. Crank it up one time. We're getting ready for the weekend, Bo.
Swamp, 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 swamp music. Second helping Lynyrd Skynyrd. Incredible, complex guitar that the guys in Lynyrd Skynyrd play, and just one of the greatest honky-tonk jams you can get. I remember going to a Phish concert in 2012. I mean, I always talk about Phish in 2012 because I saw three shows that year. I can't go to shows anymore. I just can't. And first of all, I can't stay up that late. It just happens. And there's other various reasons. One of them being there's a terrible music scene in Arizona. I mean, it's awful. There's no good venues in Arizona to watch a concert. Most of the concerts here in Arizona, in the Phoenix area, no less, are at the casinos. And their sound systems and their sound quality is always terrible. You know, they get all the acts here that come and play and still around and all, but the sound systems are awful and the sound quality is just bad. You know, so it's not even worth going to concerts really anymore. But I saw Phish in 2012 with a buddy of mine, and it's a beautiful day in Raleigh in summertime. It took off, you know, 6 o'clock, and I'm a 93 Jeep Wrangler with a buddy and top down and just jamming, ready, waiting for an incredible night. And we got it that night. We got it. And they got off to a slow start. Phish did. Sometimes they do. Most times they don't. It depends on the night. And then about five songs in, there it comes. Possum. Possum met his end in the road one day. It was a very sad day. Possum, 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 your end is the road. And, you know, but you play swamp music and then you play Possum from Phish and they're kind of the same song. You know, and I suppose Lynyrd Skynyrd did swamp music first, and now Phish has the beat, but you can never accuse Phish of stealing someone else's rhythm or chords or melody or beat. I've never been one to do that. They didn't steal it. You know, if they made a big hit out of it and they made all kinds of money and didn't share, I can see that, but really, imitation is the greatest form of flattery. And man, you cannot help it as a musician what influenced you. You are what you grew up with musically. And you can't help it when you go to do some jamming song about a possum who met his end in the road that day when swamp music comes out. You can't help it. And that's, again, you can't ever blame Phish for stealing because they're based on every kind of music possible. You know, every single type of R&B, rock music, country music, it's all in Phish music. And that's what makes them so great. And I just can't think of anything better than taking a simple kind of beat, guitar beat, like swamp music, like, they may or may not have. I'm not saying they did. It just ends up sounding like it with Possum and make it 12 minutes. I mean, that's where it's at, man, especially when you're watching it live. Mention 2012 because I just happened to see Phish three times that year, and that year a little later in the year I talked with the bass player Mike Gordon, and I remember thinking how great Phish was in 2012, and then in this interview he tells me that was the year, pretty sure that was the year, that Phish was quote unquote experimenting with sobriety, and it was great, they said. And maybe that, you know.
And I was going to mention, I don't know if I'm supposed to, but so at the here's an example of the internet going crazy. A few gigs ago, I made a comment on stage. I said, I held up a drink and I said, cheers, before the encore. And I said, I just remembered I'm allowed to drink on this tour. And So cheers. And then 2 minutes later, people are talking all on the internet, you know, because fishes, we're having a sort of we're all experimenting with sobriety these days. And it's so great. And the jams are even deeper as a result. And, you know, but that's crazy. I'm allowed to drink on Fish Tour. And I was making a joke. And now on the internet, everyone's talking about how I'm evil and I hate my bandmates. And, you know, and it's just crazy. So that's why I don't go on. I don't read the message boards and all that, right. You know.
I always remember that. For some reason, out of all the interviews, I think of fish and I think of experimenting with sobriety, a term I've never heard before. Possibly that was why they were so great, but you talk with the members of Fish and they're just so bright and so fun and such nice cats. Really, they are. And you can't find a better person to talk to when you talk about Lynyrd Skynyrd. Somehow this has morphed, this podcast has morphed into a Fish and a Lynyrd Skynyrd podcast. But you know, then you start to think about Lynyrd Skynyrd and their music and all that they've gone through. And you always think of Ed King because he had so many great stories to tell. And he told a story one time about how Saturday Night Special came about that Lynyrd Skynyrd wrote back in the day and how all of the Lynyrd Skynyrd songs came about.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'll tell you one story right now. We were, I had a song idea I brought to rehearsal one day. And I'm running this groove down to the band, playing the chords, kind of showing them how I wanted it. And Ronnie's sitting on the couch with his head in his hands, like he always did, meaning he was thinking. And about 15 minutes later, he comes up to me, and he cups my ear with his hand. And he sings to me only. I was the first one to hear it. He goes, 2 feet they come up creeping like a black cat do. And I liked it, lost it, you know? I thought that was, oh, man, he sang me the whole verse. And immediately I went in and wrote the chorus. We wrote that. And as soon as we had one verse and one chorus, he went down to the pier and went fishing. He said, you all finished writing the music. I'll write the lyrics. He always went down to the pier and wrote the lyrics down there because you hear the band playing the music carry down the water. Very, very cool vibe and scenery, and words can't even describe it, but we just couldn't wait to get out to rehearsal every day to see what we were going to write that day.
Wow.
Woo, Doggy Blade, we're getting ready for the weekend, Bo. Oh, yeah. Woo, Doggy, I got a buzz, cuz. Go ahead and crank it up, Blade. Play me some Skinner now.
Two feet say, come a creeping like a black cat.